The podcast with everything paranormal is the 222 Paranormal Podcast. See, I did it just like you, Joe.
Yeah.
Like my brother Joe, the host. The 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Host with the most.
That's right. Don't forget it. Oh, the sun's shining now. Like,
oh, it is.
10 minutes earlier, it was a blizzard snowstorm in April.
Yeah.
Go figure, right? It's Ohio. That's how our weather rolls.
I guess Michigan, the UP of Michigan got hammered. Ooh. They got like 3 foot.
All our friends up in Sault Ste. Marie. Hopefully we're going to get to Michigan Paracon this year.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that we are good to travel by August. Yes, it is going to be a giant love fest for
sure. It will, because nobody sees anybody. Nobody has seen anybody.
I know, we miss everybody.
For the longest time.
I know. It'll be a party.
Shizay. I got to talk to Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City Medium, last night.
Oh.
On the Facebook.
We love her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. If you guys are looking for a medium, definitely check out her page. She is with Glass Paranormal,
yep,
which is a great investigative team. If anybody is in need of investigation services, if your house is haunted or something, give them a call.
She said that even with the mess that's going on, even her production schedule is canceled for History Channel. So they'll do it again, but
yeah,
it won't be for a while.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I think she would be an amazing person on a television show. She's so talented. Like,
yeah.
You guys don't even know. She is, you know, we've had her on the show, but we want to get her back. She is just a super talented medium. You know, she's helped with cases, you know, police
investigations,
that kind of thing. She can't talk about them, but, you know, just she's the real deal. We just think she's amazing.
Yeah. And we have been getting such good feedback from Mom's show.
Oh, yeah. So you guys, a couple shows ago, you heard we had our mom on. I'm really kind of bummed we never had Dad on.
I know.
Because before
he wanted to.
I know. And we would have, you guys really understand that, you know, with his throat cancer, he lost his voice.
Yeah.
And he did get it back in the end, but unfortunately, he got cured of cancer, but the COP got PD got him. But we got all his stories on cassette tapes. He used to make stories. He loved Bigfoot and aliens, and he used to do, write little stories, but he would record them on the tape.
On the cassette, yeah.
The cassette.
There are boxes of
cassettes.
It's just one of those things where everything else is going on. We never get time to go and dig into those boxes and list, but we will someday.
Yeah, someday when we're ready. Still too soon, right?
Is it?
It was 6 months.
Yeah.
2 days ago. Yeah. But I still to this day wonder what he's doing, where he's at.
Yeah.
Does he know that aliens exist? Is he traveling around the universe looking at all the mysteries? Is he at the Bermuda Triangle? Is he chasing Bigfoot? You know, where is Shoddy?
Yeah, you never know.
You know, like, is he in heaven? Is he with us and we can't see him? You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm like,
a lot of our listeners believe, and we do too. I mean, that's why we do the show.
Right.
That the spirits are among us. But either they're too busy doing other things because you don't know what's going on. Like you said, he could be up in a spaceship for all we know. He could be on Venus. He could be, you know, you don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. He could be riding a unicorn somewhere. Which, he's probably sitting here like, you guys are nuts.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's like, I'm just sitting watching TV. I don't know what you guys are doing.
That's
Which
funny.
Reminds me, there is, and I, like always, I don't write stuff down, so I can't remember. But right now, there's a comet flying past us that's bigger than Jupiter, and it's heading towards the sun. And if it wasn't snowing out, you could probably see it in the sky. I'm not sure the name. Sorry. It's like 29A something. But just type in the Google comet. And today's date, which is the 15th, it's supposed to be the brightest it is right now. And they're saying that you might be able to see it during the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So it's supposed to be as bright as Venus.
Okay.
They were tracking it a month ago, and it was already brighter than they expected. So if it wasn't snowing out, we could probably see it.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, Joe loves all the space stuff.
Oh, yeah. All that. I was talking to a girl at work today, and we were talking about aliens. And did you realize that the first exoplanet, which is the planet outside of our solar system, the first one was found in 2015. And since then, we have found that almost every single star has planets around it. So they're out there, folks, and they could be here. We don't know. Are they shadow people? I think aliens are shadow people. I really do.
I don't know. I think I dated a few. Listen, this whole stay-at-home thing is not working well for me. Look at me. I look like death warmed over today. I haven't showered.
You've got a great face for podcasting.
Yeah, because nobody wants to see it. There were some tears today, so my eyes are a little puffy. But anyways.
Yeah, but read the damn emails, people, that Jen works with. Read the damn emails.
Read the emails. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's a 3-sentence email.
This is what I don't get. Like, and I'm sure everybody out there, you guys are probably experiencing where you send somebody something, they don't read it, and then they call you and say, what's going on? I just sent you an email.
It's 2 sentences, folks.
With everything you need to know in it. Just read it. You're wasting my time.
Or what they could do is stare up at the clouds and start doing some scrying.
Well, I was scrying when I met you. No. scrying and crying, right? Yeah.
Isn't that a band?
I don't know. I don't know, maybe something in the 80s. Okay, so Joe and I are fascinated with this whole scrying.
And the more I looked into it, the more that I learned that we've been around it forever. It's just different forms.
Well, I think, you know, people have used it. It was very popular, and then it gets a bad connotation, kind of like using a Ouija board or dowsing rods or whatever tool you're using for the paranormal. Tell everybody exactly what it is they understand.
It is actually a form of divination, just like dowsing rods and stuff. It's just communication with the spirit world. But it's the art of looking into things to see different shapes that come out. When you are looking into the scrying, you're looking into the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
So you do not want to take it lightly. And if you look into it wanting to see the evil part, the evil part will come out. But there's all kinds of different styles of scrying. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. The original type of scrying was looking at clouds, looking at shapes in the trees, looking at grass. They do, you know, scrying through grass. It's basically anything you can do to look at different shapes and the patterns. And what you see in those patterns comes out. One of the early forms of scrying hundreds of years ago is they would stare into the wells and look at the reflection in the water and see the different shapes that come out different shapes and patterns that come out and communicate with the spirit realm in that way. And that's where the term wishing well came from.
That's cool. But, you know, you look into a well, it's normally dark. You can't see the bottom, so it's like a black mirror almost.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Which I have, by the way.
Oh, yes. Joe has one.
I have one. And it's not a fake painted one where they take a piece of glass, which is one of the ways that you do it also. You take a piece of glass and you paint the back of it black to make a black mirror. I actually have a real black mirror, folks. Yeah. Ooh. Real one. And I need a frame for it, so we got to find a frame.
Sell it on eBay.
Good. No. Yeah. 1,000-year-old black scrying mirror, haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried to use it?
No. Actually, you know what I've been using it for? I didn't even know what it really was.
Uh-huh.
I would use it for my product photography because the black surface was the best reflective surface.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do these little micro ports that they put into brains of mice for putting different medicines in their brains.
Uh-huh.
And they're very tiny. And I used to photograph those. And I used to photograph them on the black mirror because the surface was so cool. And it was so dark that it was almost like an infinity mirror.
Oh, okay.
So when you took the picture, all you saw was the product itself.
Neat.
It's just, and I never knew it was a scrying mirror until we started looking into this stuff. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, I got one of those. And they're like, what? And they're like, well, how big is it? I said, it's like 2 foot by 3 foot. And they're like, you have one that big? And we're like, I don't know. I just have it, you know? But yeah, the method of mirror scrying, it goes way back. I mean,
well, I, you know, we all saw, like, you know, in the movies and different things, you know, the different cultures, you would see people looking into pools of waters, like back in the ancient Roman times, they would have those people that were soothsayers or whatever they were, and, you know, looking into the water and trying to predict the future. I always remember that for some movie, and I can't think of what movie it was, but yeah, I don't know, I'll think about it.
But that's exactly right. They used to do that. The Egyptians used to do it a lot. I mean, Native Americans used to do it. And it's, a lot of them still do. In the voodoo and hoodoo culture right now, it's still being used, but they use mirrors for other purposes. Like, you got to remember, and that's why it goes back to like the Victorian time when they used to cover up mirrors. The reason you would use a mirror is because it is said that mirrors hold the reflections, which is a doorway or a portal into the spirit realm. Now, mirrors also hold spirits so that they cannot get out, or I should say into the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Victorian times, they used to cover the mirrors up during when a person was about to die or during the funeral so that their spirit cannot go into the mirror. Instead, it goes into the light.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And that's why they cover the mirrors up so that those spirits can't go in there. Now, in voodoo and hoodoo practices, they use mirrors to trap the spirits. And that's why sometimes you'll see a mirror that's broken. Okay. The spirit cannot come out of that mirror then. So they would trap a spirit in the mirror and break it so that the spirit cannot come back out.
So then where is the spirit?
It's in the mirror. I don't know. We'll have to ask that when we get a voodoo practitioner
on. On the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I was wondering, okay, so if they say like the mirror is the portal,
mm-hmm.
and you're not covering up in times when people are dying or during their funeral and you have it uncovered, is that just an open door for spirits to come in and out then? Or do you have to summon them?
During funerals, lots of times, I don't know if this is the same thing as what you're saying, but when you're at a funeral parlor, it's a good idea to tell the spirits to go to the light that's there for the person that passed. I've heard so many times where the person that has passed is at their own funeral,
mm-hmm.
and they're there, I guess, paying more attention to what's going on around with all the people than actually going to the light, because I've heard, which I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what I've heard.
Everybody has a different opinion.
Yeah. There's at every funeral, towards the end of the casket is the gateway where the light is.
Oh.
And you tell the spirits, if you have not made it to the light, here's your opportunity through this funeral to go into the light. And if you notice at a lot of funeral parlors, there's no mirrors.
Yeah.
And just for that fact, that a lot of people believe that,
if that's why they put a candle at both ends.
I never thought of that.
There's a candle.
Yeah.
At least one candle. I'm trying to think, like, is that just a tradition from Victorian times because they didn't have indoor lighting and they were just light?
To light up the body more?
In like soft lighting. So, you know, you couldn't see like all the flaws of the dead body.
It's true. I mean, that's even nowadays, every funeral we go to will have rose colored lights shining down on the person there.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's a natural thing. I mean, that's how the body does.
Yeah. Not that this is on topic or off topic, but I really was so surprised how good Dad looked.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like his old self.
Yeah.
Right? It was so interesting.
And you always...
That whole art of you know, the makeup mm-hmm. of the dad. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. He looks like he's sleeping.
Caitlin Doty has a great video on that. If you mm-hmm. go to Ask the Mortician Facebook page or YouTube page and look up makeup for the dead, she explains that all. It's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, and you always say, well... Wow, they look so good, but they did a really good job on Dad. Because
they did. Not to be morbid or anything, no. But you know, we're just talking. We are open books, right? We sure. But I noticed that there's never, you know, any mirrors in mm-hmm. in there, any funeral homes.
Not that I've seen.
Well, like, yeah.
I mean, there is out in the hallways.
Right. Yeah, there probably is. You know.
So people can check themselves mm-hmm. before they wreck themselves.
Right. Like, you got to wipe them tears, girl. But, you know, they've also used other things other than mirrors, right?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go back a little bit. We're still staying on the mirror thing.
Oh, okay.
Because back in the day, which I think was a Thursday.
Back in the day.
Mirror scrying really has evolved from water scrying because they didn't have mirrors. They had water and they used the reflection of the water. And then once they figured out how to make mirrors, they would use such thing as polished copper, brass, tin, or really putting mercury behind the glass, which I don't understand it because mercury doesn't get hard. It melts right off. But
they probably had a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
Right?
Polished silver. And then I want to talk about obsidian.
Okay.
Obsidian is a crystal. And part of doing this also, besides mirrors, is they use crystals. And the reason why they use crystals is so that the image is not so clear. Because that's part of it, is you don't want the image super clear. I've heard where, like, using your phone, your black screen on your phone can mm-hmm. be used. But what you do is you tilt it a little bit. They say tilt it and then tilt your head back and kind of squint until you start seeing images.
I'm trying it. I look funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and if anybody hears anything in the background, those are just my parakeets.
The birds are chirping.
They're
finally
so quiet. And then when we're podcasting, they start chirping.
That's fine.
They're cute. Oh, by the way, I adopted 2 parakeets, everybody, if you haven't heard. Let me introduce Liberace and Lawrence Welk, everybody. real applause. They're adorable and brought some life to my house. Okay. Yeah. So, anyways.
But they would go from using water to mirrors. The different other things that you can use is candles. A lot of people use the candles and the mirrors together.
Okay.
So what you do is you put the mirror up, tilt it up a little bit, so you're not actually seeing your reflection. Now, I know Greg and Dana had one in their display of the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal, and people were staring at their own faces in it to see different things. I think that's something different.
Okay.
I know it's...
We'll have to ask them when we're going to them.
It's basically the same concept, but I think you're looking at where... You're staring at your own face, and then it starts changing. Mm-hmm. I think that's something different. But it's all the same, really, if you think about it. It's all scrying.
Mm-hmm.
But they moved on to, like, smoke. Lots of times if you use your sage to do your house cleansing, uh-huh. they'll save that, and they'll use the smoke that comes off to see different shapes. And it's basically all the same thing. Anything you can do to get a pattern of a shape.
Okay. Now, you probably, I don't know if you know this, but do you have to be like in a meditative state to do this?
You want to, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've never meditated, but I have like listened to some of those meditation, like relaxation tapes, but I haven't done any of the like scrying. I've never done that.
Yeah. What you want to do is you want to put yourself in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say a prayer. Surround yourself with white light so the evil doesn't come in, you know, just like anything else.
Yeah.
So you want to get yourself in a meditative state so you no longer focus on the physical reflections, mm-hmm. but start seeing visions that come out from within. So in other words, you want to get yourself in that relaxed state to where you're not thinking of what you want to see.
Mm-hmm. It just comes
naturally out.
Okay. All right. Now, Well, I think with anything, you have to practice. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're not going to get it right the first time, but you know, the more you do it, it's like ghost hunting. The more you do it, the better you get at it, right? Okay.
Like listening to a spirit box, the more you listen to it.
No, yeah. Okay. Right. Now, what else, Joey? What else? Now, can you use crystals as well?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do, use crystals, but it's really anything that has a shiny surface that you can get reflections out of.
I did see, I was looking at one video where somebody had like a bowl of water and then they put a clear quartz crystal in the water to kind of charge it.
Yep, exactly. Okay. That's water scrying, okay. I guess you call it.
Yeah.
And lots of people like in the witch community will use a cauldron.
Okay.
And really the only reason why you're doing that is because it's black.
Mm-hmm.
You can still use a clear bowl and see the reflections. Mm-hmm. Lots of times people also do both. They use the clear water as a reflection of looking at the clouds that appear in the water.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Makes me want to like just go outside and like lay in a blanket and just look up at the
just
sky.
Just stare at the clouds.
If it was warm,
see
I
puppies
would.
And Liberace.
Liberace.
I do know that if you use a candle
mm-hmm.
and you start seeing the flame dance, they call it, to where mm-hmm. it's not just going straight up, but it actually flickers and moves sideways, and they say it dances. When it dances within the reflection, it may mean that you need more movement in your life.
Oh, that's interesting. Bowel movements?
I don't know, but they say more movements in your life, and I'm thinking, does that mean you need to get up and stop staring at a flickering flame and do something?
Maybe. Yeah, I think we all need that right now because, like, I know myself just being sequestered in my house and eating everything in sight.
Oh, my God.
I do have a treadmill, remember?
Yeah.
The pink treadmill. I was thinking about that today. I was like, where am I going to put that I can get it out and get on?
Right there in the middle of the living room.
I you know, where else can I put it? There's no other place, right? So,
if anybody out there needs a long, short TV stand.
Yes, I have this beautiful cherry wood TV stand.
It's just sitting there.
And it's taking up room in my living room.
It can be where the treadmill.
Yeah, like if you want it, you know, it's free. You just got to come and get it, right?
It's
beautiful and it's
six
heavy.
6 foot.
Yeah.
If you had sides on it, you could say it was a coffin.
It does look like a coffin, doesn't it?
Okay. 3 foot.
Yeah. If anybody wants it, just inbox me.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I'll send you a picture.
But anyways, going back to scrying, it's one of the different things that come out of it. They say that you open your third eye and you open up your second sight by doing this. And that's really true with any type of meditation.
Yeah. Do you think it's safe to do this by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, I think more people do it by themselves than actually with someone else.
Yeah. I just wonder because, you know, I'd hate for somebody to try it and not know what they're doing or open something up, you know, dangerous mm-hmm. or evil or negative, I'll say. And, I don't want to say evil, but negative and by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but it's just like anything else we do. It's just like doing your Ouija boards. It's just like doing your spirit boxes. Your,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
All right. You know, I just want everybody to be safe.
Like I said in the beginning, get into a safe place. Get into a quiet place. Turn off Facebook.
Which is hard to do.
Turn off YouTube. My crutch or whatever you call it. When you called today, I was watching a video of the Cannonball Run, the real Cannonball Run, and all the videos of the people getting pulled over and everything. And I'm like, I'm sitting here watching other people having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like instead of going out and just, you know, having fun ourselves, right? But it's cold outside.
Yeah. Different other ways. We talked about water. Well, you can drip oil into the water and see what shapes become of that. A lot of people take hot candle wax,
mm-hmm.
drip it in the water to see what kind of shapes come out.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool because those you can keep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. And, you know, I was thinking
maybe
about
a puppy will come out. Oh.
Joe needs a puppy.
No, I do not need a puppy.
like tea leaves, reading yep. tea leaves,
yeah.
Or coffee grounds. Some people read coffee grounds. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't do that. I don't have that gift, but I've heard people have done mm-hmm. it. I don't know.
It's all a and that's what gets me is I always thought this was just the mirrors. I didn't realize it was coffee grounds. It was wax. It mm-hmm. was oil. A lot of people, like I said before, you look into clouds. You know, a lot of people call on their guardian angels to make the different shapes so that they can see what the guardian angels are saying.
That would be cool. I really want to try it now.
One other way, and this is one that we've looked at for years and never knew it was a type of scrying, is crystal balls. Crystal balls are one of the main ways that seers or psychics use. And what you do, and I didn't realize this till I looked this up, but what you do is you stare into the crystal ball and you'll see where the crystal ball will become cloudy and there'll be a point of light that comes out and you're looking at the clouds in the crystal and seeing what shapes and what kind of communication the spirit world will communicate with you through the crystal ball. And I've always looked at them doing the crystal ball thing and I'm like, what are they?
I'm just picturing you with a turban on
yes.
looking into a crystal ball.
Yes.
Turban.
But I always thought that they actually saw pictures and like video when they're looking in the crystal ball. And maybe some do, I don't know. But mainly it's like a dreamscape, they say. And the more you look into the dreamscape, the more the spirit world communicates to you through that.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I was surprised. I didn't realize that the crystal ball thing was.
I'd like to see a real crystal ball. Not like a glass one.
Not a glass one, yeah.
A real crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Because you see those little tiny crystals,
yeah.
like people have them hanging from uh-huh. their, you know, rear view mirror, and it just reflects so much
yeah.
rainbow and
yeah.
and sparkle. Like, can you imagine like a real crystal ball? Ooh,
no.
That would be cool. Oh, Joe and I, not get off the subject.
Okay.
But Joe and I were at a conference once, and Lady had some of the original crystal skulls.
Oh, yeah.
Real crystal.
And we
crystal
wanted to
skull.
Have her on the show, and she just was so overwhelmed with people talking to her. She couldn't come on. But
those were weird, though.
Yeah.
We were like maybe two tables down from her, and I could totally feel the vibes off of
yeah.
her. And one was green.
Yeah.
It was so cool. But another way people do scrying is with shells. So I don't know if you've heard of this.
No,
so
I haven't.
It's, you know how when you put the like a seashell up to your ear mm-hmm. and you can like hear the sound of the ocean or whatever? Yeah, it's actually the blood vessels flowing
mm-hmm.
through your ear, right? But people do this as a form of scrying and they kind of get in like to a trance state. And then instead of seeing an image, they're hearing an image.
Oh,
so
really?
That's called shell scrying. Yeah. Like, I don't know. One time, Kendra and I, my best friend Kendra and I, we went to the Cayman Islands, and I found one of those big conch shells.
Yeah. Did you blow in and go,
no, actually.
All these people come running?
It was a real conch shell in the ocean, you know, not one you buy at the tourist
yeah.
trap. And I gave it to Kendra, and she gave it to her daughter.
Oh,
but,
cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. I found it in the ocean. I thought, like, I found $1 million, right? But yeah, we did that. We put it up to our ear and see if we could hear anything. And luckily, no.
Mom and Dad used to have one of those.
I know. I
yeah.
wonder what ever happened to it.
Who knows?
Who knows? She probably got rid of it in one of her cleaning jags. You know, you talked about smoke scrying.
Yeah.
But the Native Americans used to do that when they were in their sweat lodges. They would pour water over hot rocks.
Yeah.
In the steam, they would try to read images out of the steam,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was like really cool.
Yeah.
My nose is itching for some reason. We're both itching our noses. Like something.
Don't touch your face.
Ah,
somebody
said,
don't touch your face. I'm like, I wash my hands, folks. My nose itches constantly.
You know.
But
so there's another type of scrying. It's called Egyptian dream scrying, which I think is fascinating because, you know, I love Egyptian and everything. It can be traced back for thousands of years. So in preparing to use this scrying method, you have to not speak to anyone on the evening you plan to do the scrying. You have to refrain from having sex, consuming alcohol, or eating.
Chips.
oh God, how am I going to not eat, right? You have to take a long purifying bath and then anoint your temples with olive oil. Prepare an oil lamp that bears no inscription on it, and it can be any color except for red, because red is the color of evil, they think, in, you know, the God okay. set. And then you're supposed to write on a small strip of white linen with ink marked with myrrh and the name of your dream, God or goddess, and the purpose of the dream scrying. So you would twist the linen strip, insert it into the oil lamp, then you would place the lamp on your bedside table, and then use the ink, drawing an image of the dream, goddess, or God on your left palm, and then you would decide between the god or goddess which one you were going to use. And Thoth was one of the well-used god goddesses with the Egyptians. So then you would light your lamp. So then you would kneel before it and concentrate on the image in your left hand and recite the following invocation. So it says, Thoth, I invoke blessed power of dreams divine, angels of future fates. Swift wings are thine, great source of oracles to the humankind. When stealing soft and whispering to the mind, sleep through sweet silence in the gloom of the night. Thy power awake thy sight. To silent souls, the wills of heaven relates, and the silent reveals the future fates. So they would repeat that
yeah.
to invoke the scrying. And then you would concentrate on the question you wish to know. And around your left hand, you would wrap a piece of black linen known as the cloth as black of iris. Blow out the flame of the candle, and then you go to sleep. Now, if you want to do this, you can have like a tape recorder beside your bed or a piece of paper. And when you wake up and that dream is still fresh in your mind, you would write it down. And sometimes, you know, you would get a message in the dream. It might be in symbolic form, or it might just be cryptic form. But, you know, that's the way the Egyptians used to do it.
Oh, okay.
So there's the other ancient way of scrying is oil scrying.
Okay.
So what they would do is this technique called Princess of Thumb. And this is traced back to the Babylonians. So okay. this is like ancient, you know.
Way back
in the day.
Last week.
Oh. So the scryer anointed the forehead and thumbnail of the subject. The shiny nail acted as a magic mirror with which the scryer saw the spirits. Another version of this was called the Princess of Hand. Oil was mixed with black soot to make a paste that was then smeared upon the hand. The scryer then would use the hand to see all future events. The third type of oil scrying is called Princess of the Cup. Sesame seed oil was used to coat the inside of a cup that rested on its side. The cup was used to capture and magnify the light of a candle that was fixed in its inner rim. From the Babylonians, oil scrying found its way to the Egyptians and Hebrews. The latter used four kinds of water mixed with oil. If you wish to use that method effectively, then you would call upon the heavenly gods and then use rainwater. When you invoke the terrestrial gods, you would use seawater. If you invoke the Osiris or the Serapis, use river water. And then if you call upon the soul of the dead, you would use spring water.
Oh.
So four different types of water for four different types of scrying, mm-hmm. which I thought was interesting because when you said water, I'm like, okay, water. But then you've got tap water, spring water, yeah. rain water. Think of that. You can make moon water too. So you just take water and then set it in direct moonlight and
okay.
it kind of like charges and blesses it. So then you have moon water. Sarah taught me that.
Oh.
And yeah. And then there's different, you know, like games. Remember like Bloody Mary, you would go and
yeah.
go into the bathroom and repeat Bloody Mary a couple of times. And then a face would appear.
Yeah.
That's scrying.
Yeah, exactly. One of the other ways of scrying, which a lot of people can do themselves, is you put yourself in the meditative state and just close your eyes, and the back of your eyelid is a black surface. So you would actually sit there and just stare into your own eyelids
yeah.
and see what kind of shapes and colors come out of there. Now, I do float tanks, and I lie in the float tank. It's completely dark, completely silent. I'll see colors. Mm-hmm. I'll see shapes. I'll sometimes hear voices. Sometimes my toe will crack and it sounds like the wall's falling down because it's so quiet.
You're in like a deprivation chamber, basically, yeah. Right?
Yep. Okay. But that's a form of scrying also, is closing your eyes and seeing the different shapes that you see in your eyes.
That's freaky. I used to do that as a kid and I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was like weird. Like, oh my God, I can see blue. I can see red. You know, like I didn't know what it was, but I would like lay in bed and do that at night because I was like, oh, this is cool.
And the more you do this, the more you open yourself up to it. It's not going to be one of them things where you stare into your blank screen on your phone and you see shapes and people and spirits and puppies and rhinoceroses. But you, after you do it a while, you get in tune to it and then things will start coming through.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it tonight.
One of the most other things, and this has been on Seinfeld, is auto-stereograms.
What is that?
That is, remember the pictures where it's a picture of shapes, colors, and they all repeat all the way across the picture. Uh-huh. And what you're supposed to do is you look at this picture and you squint your eyes until everything starts going out of focus. And then you start seeing different shapes will come out, like 3D images.
Yeah, I remember that. Will come out of those photos. There's some people who just cannot see those, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then there's people like, I see a unicorn.
But it's the same thing where the more you do it, the more you see.
Yeah. There's also this thing called brain illusions. And, you know, one of the explanation for this guy named Caputo, his strange face illusion, it's called the Troxler effect. So in 1804, a Swiss philosopher and physician named Ignaz Paul Vital Troxler, he had a very long name, noticed that if someone stared at a fixed point for even a short time, peripheral images started to fade away. So this is kind of like what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Experiencing peripheral fading for yourself by staring at the red dot in the center of an image, and then you'll notice blue circle around it, and then it starts to disappear. He explained that peripheral fading is a visual adaptation to like unimportant stimulus. So basically everything you see in front of you, but your eyes begin to ignore the stuff all around it except for the central focus. And that's weird because, you know, when we're experiencing shadow people, a lot of times you see them out of your peripheral vision.
And we've talked about that
100 times, right? Like everybody's like, I saw a shadow figure, but I didn't see it direct on. Now, I think shadow figures are getting a lot more bold now, and they're just showing up full on. Like, we're not hiding the shadows anymore. Mm-hmm. We're right in front of you. But, yeah, this guy, he was, you know, one of the early people to look into that. It's he was also, like, doing things where you would slip in and out of consciousness. You may hear, like, sounds like, you know, they was saying there was bird sounds being heard. You would look in the mirror and see like your face morphing into something else, which is really scary.
And that's what, when we were at Michigan Paracon and Greg and Dana had their scrying mirror out, people said that a lot where, and like I said, they were doing something a little different where they were staring at their own faces. And after a while, their own faces morphed into other things.
It's interesting too, because there was one study in the University of Urbino in Italy in 2010, they published an article that was saying that 50% of the participants stared into the mirror for 10 minutes daily in dimly lit space. Most of them saw huge deformities of their face. 18% saw an animal such as a pig or a cat. 28% observed an unknown person, and 48% held like a monstrous or fantastical beings is what they saw. Like, that is interesting to have like a study of what people see. Yeah.
It's interesting also, is I remember Greg was saying that what you see in the mirror is a vision of your past or your future.
Mm, so, I want to see money and a rich husband.
But if you think about this, all this that we've been talking about, to me, is like the biggest form of pareidolia ever. Mm-hmm. You stare at clouds and you start seeing shapes. you stare at things and you start seeing faces and that. And, you know, all we know that the brain automatically makes the shapes that you want to see. And the brain is designed to recognize faces and patterns. So is this just a giant form of pareidolia?
I don't know. I think there's more to it because, you know, we have a deep belief in things on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, my feeling is, it's a portal.
Yeah.
You're gonna see some kind of, I don't know, not answer, but I don't want to say answer or prediction. I can't think of the right word for it, but I don't know. I think it's just something that you have to try.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
The more, like we said a couple of times, the more you do it, the better you get at it, just like anything else. You allow that spirit realm to open up to you. And you'll just start seeing things that you don't think about. So that's where it may not be pareidolia. But as you do it more, and like I said in the beginning, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And it doesn't become a dreamscape. It becomes something that you're not even thinking about. You're seeing things that you're not planning on seeing. And you may end up speaking to a deity or a spirit.
Yeah, we got to try. We might have to, like, we got a couple people that we might want to contact, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so this is a weird, like, off-the-wall question because, you know, I got a million of them, right? I wonder what some of the most famous celebrities think of people constantly trying to contact them. I wonder if they're like, get overwhelmed with it or don't care. Or is it, I always wonder because, like, you know, people try to contact Michael Jackson or Prince or Marilyn Monroe. And I always think, like, are there people that people who don't know them are always trying to contact?
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk to the spirit of Elvis, right?
Uh-huh.
You wonder, like...
And Elvis is just up there saying, I just want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever. I think Tim Shaw was talking to us about this.
We got to talk to him about this.
I think he did, though.
He was on last night. He was doing a Facebook Live about Ouija boards.
Oh, okay.
He has a huge collection of antique Ouija boards, and he was showing some of them. I don't know if any of you guys caught that. He was on, and... he had some really old ones, and then he had some different ones from around the world. And he was just talking about using them and like kind of the history of them. And it was just really interesting that, you know, the way he talks about it, basically, like you said about scrying, you know, it's your intent and your purpose. So when he does do it, he said there are demons that are trying to get through, but he's like, you just gotta tell them to go to hell or whatever it was. I forget what
I could hear him
how
say
he
that.
Said that. Yeah. It was really funny, but no, he's an interesting person, and I would like to get him on, and or anybody, you know, like who's done this scrying and talk about it, because I would like to hear what they experienced.
Yeah.
You know, maybe somebody with really good abilities, I wonder if they even do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, is it too much? Is it overwhelming?
And that's where, when I first started seeing scrying as a thing, was through Greg and Dana at the shows. I've heard about black mirrors, but I didn't know what they were for. And I always thought it was just where you stare in the mirror and your face changes, but it's not. It's completely different. And since I've been studying up on this week, I've learned a lot about what it really is. And what freaked me out the most was the crystal ball, because we've always seen the use of crystal balls, and they stare into the ball and they see things. And well, how do they see things? And it's like we said, they start seeing clouds and stuff.
Cool.
Yes. Cool, man.
Yeah, we'll have to stalk some people at the conferences, and if they have a crystal ball on their table, I'm going right over.
I do know that when we went to the Gift of Light shows with Melinda Carver, a lot of people had crystal balls, but they weren't clear. And I was like, well, now that I know this, maybe it doesn't have to be clear.
It would be interesting if you could use one of theirs and see.
Yeah, now we know what to look for.
Ooh,
stare
spooky.
Into the crystal ball. Ooh. And you got to rub it, too, because they rub it. And they,
rub it down. Smack it up. Flip it. Rub it down. Oh, no. But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. And, you know, didn't put two and two together of like how long people have been doing this, you know, since probably the first time somebody stared at themselves in the water and saw their own reflection and was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was my caveman. Interesting.
What gets me is when we talk about stuff like this, when we talk about the ancient, like the Babylonians and even way before the Egyptians and everything, is how did they know how to make this stuff? Like glass. The Egyptians had glass. Well, how did they know to melt sand?
Well, they probably found lightning struck sand. Yeah. And when they picked the sand up and they're like, oh, this is hard. I don't know. How do we do this? Yeah. You know, it's just weird. I think about weird. The other day I was driving home and I just was thinking about something so bizarre and I can't even think about what it was. And I was like, how is this done? Or I forget what it was. And I was like, this is the most bizarre thing I ever thought. Like, why am I even thinking this? Like, but do you guys have that? Like, you guys ever like just be all of a sudden you'll be driving down the street and you'll be like, you know, how is Silly Putty made or something weird like that? Or, you know, like how many albums has Britney Spears sold? I don't know. Like why this random stuff just pops in your mind. Like, you know, how did the Egyptians, you know, discover to wear makeup or whatever, you know, like,
and how did they make the makeup?
Right.
You know, obviously something like that was probably a stain on their hand. And then they thought, oh, I can use this on.
Yeah.
And
charcoal for eyeliner.
Yes. So you have smoky eyes.
Oh, Joe wants to put a smoky eye on. He wants to look like Robert Smith from The Cure.
I want to put guy liner on my third eye.
There you go.
Right in the middle of my forehead.
There you go.
But anyhow, folks, I hope you enjoyed this week's show.
Yes, yes.
It turned out a lot better than I thought because I just started studying this stuff this week. But like we said, it's always been going on. I mean, look at across the street, you see a window and you see the reflection in the window. You can just stare at that and that's scrying. Look at the grass. A lot of people use grass.
Well,
and then they scry, but no, they stare into the grass, look at different shapes, different, and it's like anything else. The more you look at it, it goes out of focus. You start seeing shapes. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just cool.
We're gonna try it right after this show, and we'll let you know what we come up with.
Yeah,
next week. But no, thanks for tuning in, everybody. You know, we appreciate you guys listening in, and stay safe, and we're gonna get through this together, and. You know, just go back and listen to some of our old podcasts. That'll pass the time. So,
yeah. All right. Well,
final thoughts.
Well, get your mirrors out and start looking in your mirrors.
All right.
And have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great week. Yeah. We will talk to you next week possibility of a Bigfoot encounter.
Ooh, stay tuned. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya. Let's leave with some 60-second crush from Detroit.